Hello, anime fans, and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host, Jordo, and here with me, as always, are my co-host and kin. We got the baby brother, Brennan, and the oldest brother, Colton. We're back. Episode 161 for That Anime Podcast, if you can believe that. And you should, because I have it right here in front of me. What's going on with you, Brennan?
Not a whole lot. Just another light week. Just a little bit of a Fire Force. I've slowed down, but I'm still watching it. I usually get a couple episodes in every couple days. So still going with that. My Hero today, and then Blue Lock today as well, which I forgot about.
Devour, huh?
Yeah, Devour. Good ass episode.
Damn, it always so leaves you good. It leaves you wanting more so badly.
They nailed it on making you want to watch every week.
Oh god. If this was a show that was fully out, I don't know if it'd be possible to not watch the entire show in one sitting. You'd have to keep going.
I may do it just to watch in English and just I can burn through it once season one's done. Just check out these.
I already know they're gonna have Pappen Brooks be Bashira, the naked guy.
You think it'll be Bashira?
Yeah, 100%. He's 100% gonna be Bashira.
If this shit came out in 2016, he would have been Usagi.
Yeah, that's true.
He's main character. He's been too many mains. Yeah, they're probably putting him as Bashira. He's definitely gonna be somebody. There's enough characters that they got room for Paps for sure. And JYB.
Johnny on Bosch will be the Ichigo lookalike.
They got room for them both, all the big names. Maybe Robbie Damon in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. It will be good to see who they pick for the casting, but yeah.
I mean, you could tank. I'm sure there's some listeners that, if you're watching the dub, you probably already know, because they're not. Episode 15, I bet the dub's on at least episode 10.
Yeah.
Currently, yeah. So they're probably somewhere around there.
And if Pappen Brooks is not on it, I'm going to be very upset.
I mean, at the very least, he would be like additional voices somewhere.
He'd be like that guy.
The eyebrows guy.
What is that? As the guy who got eliminated today, he could be that guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't want to give any spoilers.
Yeah, even though, sometimes we only spoiled it once, but we gave a warning last week.
Yeah.
I remember his name.
Try not to, because it's some good stuff that you want to see yourself.
Man, that show really is, like, it's on par for me with Haikyuu, but it's a different kind of high, like, because it's so intense.
Yeah, it's not
episode.
Like the...
It's not a slice of life sports, it's, like, very intense watching.
Yeah, it's straight, like, Haikyuu is obviously a battle anime, the battles to the sport, but yeah, there's a lot of time between, lots of training, but he's kind of just dropped in to, like, a training thing, so everything's like a fight, basically. Mm-hmm. And I can't say for sure, because we haven't had time to really get to know all the characters like we have in Haikyuu. But yeah, as far as first 15 eps, like, if I watched them and had no knowledge of either, it'd be a toss-up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Haikyuu's definitely got a beat in the comedy department.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah. So that's all you've been watching? Blue Lock, My Hero?
And a little bit of Fire Force.
I've been watching Mob Psycho 100.
Mub.
I don't know why I didn't give it more of a chance earlier on, because it is a lot like One Punch Man.
It's the same kind of humor.
Yeah. It's the same kind of OP main character. The animation is not...
If you take off Mob's hair, he's One Punch Man.
Oh, yeah. The animation's not on par with One Punch Man.
Yeah,
but it's still, like, it's funny. It's
Who animates the show?
It's the same show that did One Punch Man the first season.
8-Bit?
8-Bit's the animation studio that does...
Yeah. Who did first season of One Punch Man? Bones?
That's Bones.
That's who
but
did
they don't do it anymore.
They did Bones did the first season of One Punch Man.
But who did season two of One Punch?
Season two was...
They switched animators.
They switched.
And now
A1.
They're going to...
It was like A...
It probably was an A1.
I can't remember.
We won't get too much into it. But then MAPPA's doing season three, right?
Yeah.
Supposedly, yes.
So, shit, different animator for every season.
Who was season two? Damn, that's going to drive me crazy. But yeah, it's different... You can tell it's a different animation studio than Mob Psycho. But I've also am fully caught up with Black Clover manga. It feels good. And now that I'm like a manga aficionado, you very much can tell the mangas that are like known for their art styles. Like, Black Clover's not bad. Like, it's not a bad art style.
No.
But it's not on par with Demon Slayer or One Punch even Man. Close to One Punch Man.
Yeah, that Bleach. Guy who drew One Punch Man, he do some crazy
detail. Dude, that dude that draws
it.
One Punch Man is, I mean, he's drawing some fucking real life. Like, these characters look like real life drawings.
Grew up. I think it's like, I don't think One Punch Man was ever a weekly.
Maybe not.
So it's way more time where,
well, the guy
like,
that draws the manga isn't the original.
Yeah, it's not
manga.
One. One draws it crude, like the comedy version of him. But
yeah, I think the actual guy does the web.
The dude that's pumping out
the manga
Black
is...
Clover, he's probably weekly.
Yeah.
So he's probably only sleeping 8 hours a week.
But
or
the
was
Black
when he was
good.
Writing it.
It's still good. Yeah. I mean, shit, it's going to be it's a big three anime for sure. I'm calling it. This shit's hasn't
three?
Even begun
like
to get serious.
Like a next gen big three?
Like, the anime has not caught up with the level of seriousness that the show has.
It left off at its biggest arc.
A lot of people
sure.
hopped out just because Asta was loud.
Yeah, first episode. Like, fucking Dasai! Like... He's like, marry me, sister! Yeah, he was annoying as shit the first couple episodes.
Yeah. Luckily, he calmed down.
But that's what I've been doing. Mob Psycho, Blue Lock, which is my favorite thing to watch, My Hero. And now that I've finished reading Black Clover, I have started reading Assassination Classroom.
Why don't you just watch the anime?
Yeah, I might.
You can just watch it all instead.
That one, I never watched season two because when I finished season one, it wasn't out yet, but it's a good ass show.
I still haven't finished it. I always start it, but then I always fall off and I forget stuff. I've stopped watching it. I need to finish
it. They make references to other animes. Like, he'll wear, like, the teacher. Or like Naruto headbands and like
yeah. Kuro Sensei,
Goku head hair and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's my first time reading a manga that I haven't seen the anime of, so it's kind of hard to figure out what the hell's going on. And so I probably will watch the anime first.
Yeah, and the anime, I'm pretty sure they just like straight up tell you like the overall plot, like
yeah.
out of the gates.
They tell you episode one.
Yeah, they tell you page one on the manga.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's
then you probably
same.
Got what's going on with it then.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, but that's what's going on with me. What about you, Colton?
Same. Been doing a lot of updating in the house. New sink put in, painting the fireplace, but anime, you know, a lot of weeklies, of course. Tokyo Revengers.
Ah, I keep forgetting to watch that shit because it's on Hulu.
Yeah. I like it. Blue Lock, of course. My Hero. Trigun Stampede. How to Cook in Another World. I mean, I'm watching a bunch. I won't name them all, but... Basically, all the weeklies that are out right now, I'm probably watching it, more than likely.
Nice. Speaking of watching a lot, Brennan, you still got to get in the Discord. Everybody listening, if you haven't joined the That Anime Podcast Discord, link is in the show notes. Get in there, say hi. We got some good conversations going, a good little community building.
Yeah.
But we need you in there. Brennan, you got to get in there, too. It is kind of there is a little bit of a learning curve when you're not a
couple weeks.
I'm about to be in that bitch.
But it's if you're not already accustomed to Discord, it seems like a lot, but really it is just replying to threads of people commenting.
Yeah,
it's pretty simple.
Yeah,
we're all just discussing anime and just in general. So a bunch of different stuff. You can create a new chat, different things that may be anime or whatever.
Yeah. We got tons of different chats going in there, but Brennan had an idea for us to do a casual episode because it's been a while, but I have no idea what it is we're going to be talking about, so Brennan, take it away.
Well, let's do some news since this is our casual episode. Oh,
yeah.
You got news, Colton?
Yeah. Pull it out.
I got some news. Well, one piece of news if Colton doesn't have it, but he usually does.
I don't know.
Semi-anime related.
I don't know if I do or not, but here... Had a bunch of news. Where did it all go?
Anime news is ever changing. And all of it, it seems like a lot of the time the anime news that I see on my feed is like, man, this shit's like two months old. Like on Facebook, you know, like when Facebook tries to tell you like anime things that are going on, I'm like, man, we've known that shit for a long
time. Yeah, you just
got
to find the right pages to follow that post stuff.
Yeah.
But here we go. Return of the Big Three in 2023. We got season 4 of Attack on Titan. Part 3 coming March 3rd. April, we're going to be having Demon Slayer back, Season 3. And in July, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2. So,
also, I want to just throw a disclaimer. We are a podcast that we are aware that the actual big three is Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach.
This is the
we're just, you know, referencing the three, you know, the three big ones right now.
Right.
Just to put like, that out there, the if you haven't listened, but we know is. The big three is not subjective.
Yes.
But Attack on Titan will begin broadcasting March 3rd, but here we go again with Damn Mappa. The final part will be divided in two parts. So and we're going to get...
So it's already divided into two. So
yeah, so we're probably going to get six episodes. They're going to do a break and then another six episodes. But it'll be all in 2023 at least. So we'll have Attack on Titan basically all year for 2023.
I guess it's like... It sucks for us, but it's... I mean, it's good for the...
It's good for the podcast, I guess. Yeah. We just keep covering this shit.
Good for the podcast. Good for, like, Attack on Titan. I think that's helped it. One, because it had the big gap between season one and two, and then how they're breaking this shit up. It's annoying, but, you know, kind of how Netflix is seen right now whenever you can binge something.
Yeah.
Like Stranger Things for 2 weeks, it's like the shit. And then
people just
forget
about it.
Drops off the face of Earth, Attack on Titan.
Yeah, that Kate Bush song, Running Up That Hill, was hot for like a week, and then it's just gone.
They kept trying to play that shit on the radio for a long time.
No, it was hot for a while.
It was hot for a while, but it was hotter for longer than Stranger Things, actually.
Yeah, but it wasn't as hot as long as the rumbling.
Well, she made so much money off that replaying now compared to when it did then. But yeah.
I bet you she made more money than anybody involved with the Stranger Things show.
Yeah,
probably.
But,
she got royalties.
So at least it's coming back out. But yeah, they're milking her. But, you know, monetary wise, they're probably doing it the right way.
Oh, yeah.
So Jige Akutami, the author of Jujutsu Kaisen, has commented in the latest weekly Shonen Jump issue that he hopes to finish the story within this year. So more than likely, these Jujutsu Kaisen manga may end in 2023. We've still got a full year if that happens, but I think he says he likes to wrap it up.
I can respect that.
He won't, though.
He probably just thinks he can... I don't know. He's
this
probably,
is the same
he's probably
guy.
Talked to Kishimoto and Oda, and they're like, don't do it, man. Don't take the money. Just finish your shit. Just finish it.
This is the same guy, though, that was... His original plan was to kill Itadori, like... the first couple volumes, and because fans liked him, he's like, I will fucking keep him.
Yeah,
well, I'm not fucking going home. What is that scene from Wolf of Wall Street?
I'm not fucking leaving.
That's how he was. He's going to just change his mind on a whim and be like, I'm going to keep writing.
Yeah. Nier Automata, as you know, it's out weekly, but episode 4 has been postponed till further notice due to COVID-19.
I still need to watch that shit.
Yeah, I got
I
on
really
the list.
Like the game.
Yeah, but I haven't even started it yet. The new air date will be announced at a later date. So for right now, the anime is postponed. If you're already caught up with it, the second season of the adult animated superhero TV series Invincible is coming to Amazon Prime Video in late 2023. Finally, it's been a few years. Finally, getting it this year, but it looks like towards the end of the year, which we've only just begun. So.
Yeah. Like sometimes it just takes so long, it's like I'm not hyped for it at all, and I know I'll probably watch it eventually, but I'm not like the day it drops, I'm not gonna be like Invincible.
Right.
Amazon, here's my problem with the whole thing is like that Invincible show 100% brought in more money for them, like net wise, than Elden Ring or
Rings of Power. Yeah, probably since they had to spend $1 billion.
And they spent
they were never gonna make it back season one.
And they spend almost 2 years between the seasons. It's like you guys. Do the things that people want to watch and already are watching. I mean, I'm glad they did the Rings of Power, but it's just like they take way too long and they let the hype go away on these things.
Yeah, there's got to be some.
You got to be like 8 month turnaround.
I mean, I get it. Yeah. Anything. Once you get past like a year and a half, it's like people don't give a damn.
No.
A lot of times, especially in animation, there's just so much coming out.
Yep.
That it's hard to. You know, keep it out, and you don't have a banger opening to keep it on people's playlists, so it just kind of completely falls out.
Was there a banger opening for Invincible season
one?
No,
it always just had, like, the theme music that would, like, play after, like, some type of moment that kind of chimed in, but yeah, there wasn't, like, a song.
That's what they need. They need a banger opening by Eve.
Yeah, and then
Lacana Boom.
Speaking of openings, Chainsaw Man opening, Kickback has reached 60 million views on Studio Mappa's YouTube channel, so... Pretty big song, if you haven't heard it.
People are going to the YouTube channel just to listen to this shit.
Probably watch the actual opening.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I listen to that shit at the gym all the time.
So as you know,
Now after it's resonated with you, it hits,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
At first you're like, it's okay. Yeah. Shit's okay.
Yeah, listen to that shit at least a couple times a day.
So the final big piece of news is, as you know, the Anime Crunchyroll Awards are coming out soon. Voting is live now. It started the 19th and you got till the 25th to go vote. Do you want me to read off some of the nominees for the big categories?
Yeah. Sakura 2023.
All right. So
I feel like, are you talking about the Naruto voting? No. How she's like up in the polls?
Yeah.
I feel like people are trolling.
Oh, for sure.
The Naruto,
and they're gonna get pissed when she. They're gonna get pissed when she wins. They're like, damn it.
People are trolling for sure.
They're gonna have to nix the winning and be like, we're taking number two.
Sakura did win, but we know it was all trolls, so we're gonna go ahead and give it to Sasuke. Yeah.
Well, he already has one right now. It's on Boruto.
Yeah, the raptor fight.
Yeah, fighting raptors. But here's some of the categories. This is anime of the year, so this is the big one. It's going to be Attack on Titan, Final Season Part 2, Cyberpunk Edgerunners, Demon Slayer, Kenetsu no Yaiba, Entertainment District Arc, Licorice Recoil, Ranking of Kings, and Spy Family. Those are for the anime.
Is Chainsaw
of the
Man
year.
Just 2023, I guess?
Yeah, it'll probably be 2023.
I was about to say, I didn't know between that and AOT.
Yeah.
So AOT's probably got that in the bag, I would say.
If AOT didn't shaft us on not actually giving us the final season when it was Final Season Part 2, I would say hands down, you get it. But if it was going head to head with Chainsaw Man, I'd give it to Chainsaw Man just out of principle. Like, you don't get to F with our feelings as much as you have.
Yeah, but I think we'll do an episode 2, but I think it'll win.
Attack on Titan.
And we usually make our guess before we read off who actually won when we do the episode.
Here's category for best animation. Akibi's Sailor Uniform, Attack on Titan, Cyberpunk Edgerunners, Demon Slayer, Ranking of Kings, and Spy Family.
Ranking of Kings is on there.
It's on best animation.
I mean, it's pretty good. It's just the art style.
Here's another big one. A best opening sequence is best opening.
Kickback.
Chikiki Bam Bam from Ya Boy Kami Ming. Mixed Nuts from Spy Family, Wit Studio and Cloverworks. Naked Hero from Ranking of Kings.
The second opening, Beat Out Boy?
I guess so. The Rumbling, that might win it. Oof.
AOT may win.
Spy Family's up there, though.
Yeah.
Spy Family's got a chance. That opening is freaking... Mixed Nuts is a good opening.
Yeah, but a lot of people watch AOT. If they don't do something, it could sweep the awards.
It should win.
Oh,
for
don't
sure.
They don't? Do they do only fan voting, or don't they have a panel that counts as well?
I think that they do mixture.
The panel could overturn it if it was just the people. AOT would just sweep.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see.
Not that I'm saying that it is. It's just
I would vote for AOT.
It's
just
a popular
because...
show, so a lot of their shit's going to be popular.
Yeah, and this Ifir from Cyberpunk, and Zanko Yasanka from Demon Slayer. So,
for a main character,
those are just the opening sequence. I don't know if those were actually songs because
the Cyberpunk songs sucked ass.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
It was like not noticeable because
it's a popular show that came out of nowhere. So they just
Why is it on the Crunchyroll Awards though? Because I forget Crunchyroll does all anime. They
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's what I respect it.
Yeah,
it's just like
they're trying to become
anime.
They're trying to become the Golden Globes of anime.
They already have. Violet Evergarden won it in like 2017. True. Not on Crunchyroll.
And here's, I'll do this as the last category. Best main character, Boji from Ranking of Kings.
Boji.
Chisato.
Jordan, do the spot.
Boji.
Oh, Boji. The way you've grown into a young man, it makes my sword long and hard.
Did he say that?
No.
I was about to say, I don't remember that.
Boji, you may not be strong, but your legs are swift, and your eyes, your defense is unmatched.
He is definitely not a child molester in the anime. No. If you have not seen it, I was just being sarcastic. We got to do an episode where we do our votes for sure. When does the voting finalize?
25th is when the end of voting. I don't know when they'll rank it.
Oh shoot! So we may need to do one this
week.
We
just do it all in one. We usually like before we reveal it to ourselves, we all say who we think won.
Oh
then,
yeah, that's what we do.
And then
that's
we just pull it up like
yeah.
Yeah.
The other characters to choose from is Chisato Nishikiki from Licorice Recoil, David Martinez from Cyberpunk, Eren Yeager from AOT, of course. Lloyd Forger from Spy Family, and Marin Kitagawa from My Dress Up Darling.
You guys remember who won last year? 2021?
What? Best character?
Best main character.
It was Otakawa.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Otakawa. Hey, who needs
you? Can know on Taxi.
Those are the main ones. That's what got us to watch it.
Yeah, because that shit kept showing. We were doing the episode. Well, we did do an episode on just what was nominated. Yeah,
it kept popping up.
And we were both like,
nominations.
Who the fuck is this Odd Taxi?
Who the hell is this Walrus guy?
And we watched it, and I was like, damn, that shit was... It was not what I expected. I didn't... Whenever we were doing that episode, I was like, I didn't know it was going to be all fucking animals.
Yeah.
But he deserved it.
All right, so now that we've got the news done, Brandon, what are we talking about?
The GOAT.
The greatest of all time?
What do you guys think is the worst anime adaptation movie of all time?
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah.
It got dethroned this past weekend as the lowest rated piece of media on IMDb by Velma.
Oh, I saw that.
It was in the bottom of the barrel.
I heard Velma was trash.
Is it a Scooby-Doo?
It's a Scooby-Doo. It's on
But
HBO.
Scooby-Doo's not even in it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, so it's not a Scooby-Doo. It's called Velma. It's like they're in high school again. I don't know, but it's got lower ratings on IMDb than Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah.
So it's officially the worst rated.
That actor's like, it's about damn time to make a comeback.
I haven't seen his ass in it. I hadn't seen him in anything before that, but I definitely haven't seen him in anything since.
I have. He was in that show off of...
That shit ruined his career.
No, he's been in other shows, and the girl who played Bulma. God, what show was that? The Messed Up Family on Stars.
Kendoya.
On yeah. Stars.
Or not Stars.
Oh, Entourage?
No, it's an old, newer one.
Sopranos.
No, it's newer than that. But it's like where they're all doing drugs, Messed Up Family, the dad's a deadbeat.
I don't know.
But yeah. God, it's going to make
me
mad.
That was it. That's what I had. Just throw out that Dragon Ball Evolution. No longer officially the worst piece of media ever voted on IMDb.
Yeah, I did see that.
Unless something's changed.
So it was the worst. It was not only in anime adaptations, just in history.
Just in general on IMDb, out of any film or TV show rated by critics and audiences, it was just the lowest.
That's almost something to be proud of.
That's what I'm saying. It technically got dethroned.
Shit, if I was that actor that played Goku, I'd be a little bit upset because like that you can hang your hat on that. Like I'm the worst.
Like...
I starred in the worst ever rated film created by mankind in the 21st century.
Yeah, that ruined Chow Yun-Fat's career.
Yeah,
he was Roshi. Shit would have been dank if they used him right.
Because he got big from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, then he went into that shit and fucked up his life.
But yeah, they casted a good Roshi. They just didn't make him Roshi, really.
Man.
They make anybody right.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's the lowest rated.
They just mess it up all around.
Have you actually ever tried watching it?
I've watched it several times.
It's fucking terrible.
Did they even try to do... I don't remember anything other than they didn't give him Goku hair. He just had normal spiked hair.
They tried to, like... He tried to, like, gel it down one time and it just went back up. And that was, like, part of the commercials they use to promote it, and I don't know. We were pretty young when it came out.
Weren't like the Kamehameha waves really slow too?
They were just like air beam type things. He only shot one like twice. He would like use it to put out candles. Is how he's practicing.
What the hell? This is some BS, man.
Piccolo looked like a.
I know.
Was Piccolo a real human? Or
was he was like a
CGI.
It's like they just put clay on a dude with some antennas.
He was
him green.
He was the main like.
He was the main villain.
He was the villain.
The story they I guess kind of based it off of was the end of Dragon Ball where he fought Piccolo, but it wasn't
the
in the tournament.
King.
He just like came back and was like a space alien. But I won't waste any more words on that. It's been dethroned.
We should do a movie review on it.
I'd do a Discord watch party.
Be terrible.
Yeah. All right, Brendan, what is the topic for today?
All right, so I'm going to have them to be doing blind anime rankings. So I'm just going to give you something from anime, mostly a character or a show or something like that. And without knowing what's coming next, you guys are going to have to rank it 1 to 5. So I'll just say something.
So give us an example.
So if I said Naruto Uzumaki, you have to rank him 1 to 5. So where would you rank him?
Oh, okay.
And then after one or two, you should maybe kind of get a grasp on the category. So then maybe you can in your head be like, oh, if I think it's in this category, I bet this will come up, so I need to save a higher rank. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter. And then afterwards, we can quickly go over how we would actually rank it.
Okay, okay. But sweet.
Just something fun, talk about, bring up some conversation about some stuff, too. And I tried to, there's only one character on here that Jordan doesn't know, but Colton probably doesn't know him, but he will once I say who he is. But other than that, it's all from shit you know.
Sweet.
So I'll start off with a nice and easy one. So you rank this 1 to 5. So it's Garden of Words.
Ooh, this is the one where the kid falls in love with the teacher, right?
Yes.
And the teacher falls in love with him, the cobbler. The cobbler.
Yes, the cobbler.
So you got to rank
it. You're just ranking it 1 to 5 on a list, but you don't know what's coming next.
Like the anime, you mean?
The movie, Garden of Words. All
right.
Okay.
So what are you ranking it?
I'm ranking it 3 out of 5.
Jordan ranks it 3. Colton?
4.
4, okay. Next one, Bubble. Where would you put that on
the
list?
I'm going 2 for that one.
You're in Bubble 2.
Bubble number 2.
Okay. Colton?
3.
Colton,
what'd you do
3.
Garden of Words at?
4. So you guys both think it's better than Garden of Words? Bubble.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Only based on the intro song and just that I'd rather rewatch that than.
All right. Next one. Weathering with You.
Damn it, this is hard. Okay, I'm going to have to go. Yeah.
Where are you putting it?
That's with the Sunshine Girl, right?
The Sunshine Girl, yeah. We're in the Radwimps soundtrack as well.
Yeah, I'm going to go 4 on that one.
4, okay. Have any idea what the category might be?
Yeah, Hayao Miyazaki and Makoto Shinkai.
Bubble,
or Ghibli.
Though. Bubble's in there, though. Yeah, so.
Oh, Radwimps?
No,
What's the studio that did them all? All
right, it doesn't matter.
Ghibli.
I'll tell you, they didn't do all of them.
Bubble.
I actually haven't done a Ghibli one yet, but okay. Princess Mononoke is your next one.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going 5 on that.
Yeah. No one put a 1 yet?
Nope.
No. Bastards got lucky. Last one's Your Name.
Yeah, I knew I was holding out for good reason. I think my rankings is what I would stick to.
Yeah,
I go 1 for Your Name for sure.
Yeah, I knew it would. That's why I put it last, try to trip you guys up, make you put it somewhere else.
So Princess, what's interesting about this list you came up with, Princess Mononoke is my last that I'd vote. But of all of those, if you said them to anybody generally in the street, that's the one that people know about.
Your Name's pretty big now too, but yeah, Princess Mononoke may be more known for sure.
It 100% has to be because of the iconic like girl riding on a white wolf with red.
I mean,
paint.
Aesthetically, yeah, that shit. I mean, I like the movie, too. I should have stood up for it more on the review, but category for this one is anime movies we have reviewed.
Oh, so we have damn, done, we got good taste.
Yeah, we've actually done more than this, but I had to narrow it down because, you know, we've done Silent Voice.
That shit's sad. I'll never watch it.
Spirited Away. Yeah, so we've done a lot, but that was the category, anime movies we've reviewed. Colton, would you change any of yours, or did you...
I think I pretty much nailed my list, yeah.
Damn,
the 5
I thought you guys would be struggling. I thought you were going to put Weathering With You number 1, so.
I might have switched Garden of Words and Weathering With You. I've got Garden of Words at 3 and Weathering With You at 4, but those two are kind of interchangeable for me. I really liked both of them. Weathering With You doesn't feel as mature as Garden of Words, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Garden of Words feels like, as an adult, I could watch it multiple times. Weathering With You seems more like, I'll watch it.
Colton could watch that with his daughters and they would like it.
Yeah, exactly. Weathering With You, you could watch that with like Kinley and she'd be like, that was a
good
movie.
Yeah, but if she watched Garden of Words with her, she'd be like, this is kind of dumb.
Yeah, why are they just sitting under this under this pergola the whole movie while it's raining?
So I guess my rankings real quick, I would do Your Name 1, Weathering With You 2, Mononoke 3, Garden of Words, then Bubble 5.
Yeah.
Damn. Bubble.
I just like the spectacle of Bubble. I wasn't crazy about the story. I just thought it was... I just like them running around and doing parkour. Parkour.
Yeah, mine was Your Name, Weathering With You, Bubble.
You didn't like the parallel.
And Princess Mononoke.
The parallels between Final Fantasy X.
I mean, I think you guys...
the Abes.
I've said on a couple times that I've watched Drifting Home on Netflix, the movie.
Yeah.
I think that movie's way better than Bubble. It's actually my favorite Netflix animated movie. And I've said before, Pap's main character.
How's the soundtrack on it?
Banger.
What's the movie again?
It's one of them ones that's got the opening song, a song in the middle, and a song at the end.
Hell yeah.
Like an actual song, so it's proper.
What's the movie name again?
Drifting Away. And it just looks fucking good. Like, beautifully animated. Mm-hmm. All right, so that was Category 1, anime movies we reviewed, and also started that to plug past episodes. Go listen to them.
Yeah.
All right, let's go on to the next one. Like I said, I'm just going to say them. They're in no order. You guys rank them and try to maybe guess the category as you're going. First one we got is Tobio Kageyama. So you got to rank him 1 to 5.
Kageyama. Oh, black-haired characters. Is that it? Yeah.
I was trying to think of Kageyama.
So the category is black-haired rivals / secondary characters.
Oh, man. You gotta do better than that.
I mean, this is supposed to be the first one. I just wanted to start the movies because the rest are characters. So now you can put that down and you can kind of keep in mind black hair characters I may bring up. So where would you put Kageyama?
I already know the best
setter we know.
I'm putting him at number 2 for sure.
I'm putting him at 5.
He's pretty dope. You're putting him at number 2. Colton's putting him at 5.
Yeah.
5.
I think Colton may have made the right move, but
shit. Okay.
Next one is,
I like Haikyuu, but
Uchiha Sasuke.
Oh, shit, bud.
He's going number 5 for my ass. Yeah. He's a shit rival.
I feel like the older you get and the more you watch Naruto, the less you care about Sasuke. I mean, he's a cool character, but you're like, he's a bit of a prick.
He is just...
he's a bit of a dick.
I mean, as far as rivals go,
yeah, just
he's just not a good rival.
Well, they're not all rivals. Just like, they're like the rival / friend. Like, they're usually just the secondary character.
Yeah.
Kind of, but they're black-haired.
Yeah,
stereotype.
He's 5 for me.
All right, next one we got Megumi Fushiguro.
Ooh.
From Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with 4 for him.
4?
I put him in number 3. Sasuke was 2.
3. All right, I think I may know where you guys may put this one. Yuno.
Yeah, Yuno.
Where are you putting Yuno?
I'm putting him at... Oof. Ooh. So coming off of just reading.
That's true. You're on a high right now.
Yeah, I'm on a high right now.
I thought y'all were just dropping 5 easy.
I'm going to go with 3 for him.
3 for Yuno.
Save my number 1
I'm
spot.
Putting him at 4. I'm afraid 4. Of number 1.
You guys
right
both
now.
You guys both don't have a 1?
Not yet.
Not
looks
yet.
Like we got number 1. Aki Hayakawa from Chainsaw Man.
Yes.
I'll take that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have put him at number 1, but he's got to be at number 1.
I mean,
yeah.
I'll take it.
I'll accept it for number 1.
All right. What if you knew, just ranking these people on as black hair characters that aren't the main character, where would you rank them if you just had the list, though?
If I had the list in advance, I would have put Tobio Kageyama at number 1. Number 2, I would have put Yuno. Number 3, Megumi Fushiguro. Number 4, Aki Hayakawa. Number 5, Sasuke Uchiha.
Sasuke last.
I probably would have reversed it. I probably would have put Sasuke first.
What makes him a good rival? You still like him?
He's just iconic too. Yeah, it's what I grew up watching.
Yeah.
He is pretty good, though, too. Like, he's got some cool moments. He's a pretty badass character a lot of the times, especially in early Naruto. A lot of people just tend to think of when he started trying to kill Sakura and was being a prick to Naruto, but like, he had a lot of good moments, too.
Yeah. Mm. Probably Sasuke, Megumi, Aki, Yuno, and then Kageyama.
Yeah, I would go Sasuke 1-2, Kageyama, Fushiguro, and then Aki, and then Yuno.
Okay, of those characters, which hairstyle would you guys... What would you rank hairstyle?
Sasuke's number one.
I put
over Aki?
Sasuke number 1. He was on our anime fashion.
Well, you're all about the man buns and stuff, so yeah. Of course you'll pick it.
You know what?
That Noctis haircut from Final Fantasy 15, that's my shit, and Sasuke's got it.
You know who else has the same haircut as Sasuke is Mob's little brother in Mob Psycho.
That's a not as well-drawn version of
it.
But it's the
exact same hair. Yeah. It's the side spike in the back.
Yeah, that's just, I love that shit.
Yeah. Okay. That was a good list. You got to do the black-haired characters.
Yeah, I had to do that one. That was the first one I thought of. All right. First one on this one is Muten Roshi.
How do you spell Muten?
Actually, just Master Roshi.
Okay.
Oh, Master Roshi.
Yeah, from Dragon Ball 1 through 5.
already know this category.
I do too.
What?
Old white-haired strong guys.
Masters?
Yeah.
Masters. No, old white men.
Old
white
men.
Masters.
Old men, okay. Yeah. Old bald masters.
Yeah. Right.
So where do you put him?
I'm putting him 4.
4? You think? He was in the Tournament of Power.
I'm going to go number 3. I'm going to go 4, too. I'm going to go 4.
All right. This one's going to throw you guys off since you got the category wrong. We got Mineta Minoru.
Oh, perverts.
Or, yeah. Spock, AKA Grape Juice.
The Grape Juice.
Grape Juice Hero. Yeah.
Shit. Okay. He's going number 1 for me.
Put him number 3.
You don't have to put it. You don't necessarily have to rank it as who's the most pervy. Just like out of pervert characters, where would you rank him of your liking of them? I guess.
Oh, Mineta, so. For sure. If Mineta was a real life person, I'd be like, dude, let's be boys. You're funny as shit.
Where'd you put Mineta, Colton?
I put him at 3.
At 3, and you put Roshi where?
4.
I got Roshi at 4 and Mineta at 1.
All right, this is a big one right here. We got Jiraiya.
Oh, yeah.
The Toad Sage.
He's going to go number 2 for me.
Yeah.
I'm leaving a spot open.
Two. Oh, yeah.
For Jiraiya.
I put him at 2 for now.
Number 2. All right. We got the first of all pervs. Can you guys guess who it is? Would have known him before we even knew what a perv was.
Oh, Brock.
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 Brock. The OG.
I gotta put him number 1.
He had those squinty eyes too.
He was more of a womanizer than a perv.
He was always peeping.
Either way, for a 10-year-old show, he was a perv.
You know Gohan's a secret perv because he's got all the memes with the sunglasses.
Yeah.
He's always looking at the girl's breasts. His name's cracked.
So you guys both got Brock.
I'm putting Brock at 5.
Alright, Brock at 5. One. So what do you have? What ranking do you have open, Jordan?
I got number 3 open. I put Brock at 5 because it's too tongue in cheek that he's the Rock Pokemon. He's the Rock. He's just the hard, the hard guy.
Brock the Rock.
Brock the Rock. He's always bricked up.
He was the
Pokemon
trainer.
Is Onix, for God's sakes.
Geodude.
Hard.
All right. Last one I had was Meliodas.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I saved number 3.
He's Lust, right?
Yeah,
he's Lust, I'm pretty sure.
No,
he's not Lust?
He's
no.
The Dragon Sin.
Oh, Lust is the girl that's a guy?
He's, not Rage.
No, he's freaking the Dragon Sin. Wrath.
Wrath.
Yeah. Wrath, yeah, okay, yeah. But he's still a perv.
Lust
either.
Is Merlin.
Yeah, but he's still a perv.
Yeah,
sure.
He's a perv.
I mean, he assaults people low-key.
Yeah,
not even low-key.
He does.
He's a groper.
That's one of those shows where I think it took some getting used to. I think that was the first anime I watched where just straight up groping took place, and I was like, oh wow, this is something I've never seen before.
So you guys good with your list, or what? How would you rank them if it was just you're giving the list?
If I was given my list,
it's just
in
how
advance.
You like them, not like this guy's way more pervy. Just out of like perv type characters, how would you rank them?
My list is spot on. I got Mineta at number 1. He's because he's the funniest one, and he's a true pervert, true blue. He's true to his nature. It's all he cares about.
He's
it's his motivation.
Through and through. Like, Jiraiya's, like, still cool. He's just,
yeah,
it's
he's
like more of a quirk.
Side.
It's more of a quirk where Mineta, like, that's, it's all him. And
yeah.
It ain't a quirk.
Yeah. And
his quirk is
around.
Grape juice. His personality is perviness.
He's devoted his life to being cool so he can get girls. That's all he cares about. And I got Brock at number 5 just because he was the OG perv. He just wasn't quite pervy enough.
Yeah.
For
he just liked girls. And who'd win, like, Nurse Joy and the cop girl? You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
I fell in love with a lady cop.
Didn't he like the Team Rocket girl too?
He liked all. He just he liked all the girls. He never really liked her, but just any
Jesse
trainer they met on the
James.
Team Rocket's blasting off again.
There was one. There was a part where they had like a TikTok of James because James is the coldest comeback king ever because Misty said something. He goes, "Oh, whoa!" He said something back
yeah,
to her.
He did. He claps. He claps back all the time.
He claps back every time, but you never noticed it. You're like, "Shit, this guy's fucking good."
Yeah, James was the good guy. He just went along with Jesse's plans. Because I always remember liking James. Like, oh man, he's a good guy. He just gets caught up in all these shenanigans.
Just got caught up.
Guilty by association.
Colton, your list without just normal ranking?
Mine was pretty close, but I'm going to put Brock first still. 2, Jiraiya. 3, Mineta. 4, I put Meliodas. And then 5, Master Roshi.
I would go Roshi, Jiraiya, Mineta, Brock, and Meliodas.
Did you guys see the boobs on that one?
I heard that he has a lisp anyway.
I love that he has the lisp.
It just throws me off. I forgot to. He just did that, too.
Yeah, because his voice in Japanese is so light, but it's kind of deep in the English.
Brendan, did you ever get to the Black Clover, the arc where they're... What is it? What do they call it in anime? The trope where they have the one scene where everybody's taking a bath. It's not like the swimsuit
episode. Like the beach episode?
So there's always an episode where like the girls are on one side and the boys are on the other.
The bathhouse ep type
thing?
Yeah,
it's like, did you ever get to the bathhouse ep of Black Clover?
I only watched the first 53 eps.
That, you remember that episode?
There's a bunch of bathhouses.
Yeah, he's like, if you're a man, you do it. They're all like, yes, sir.
All right, next one coming up. You may know what it is right away. Still going to be tough. First one to rank is Gojo Sotaro. Mm,
most powerful. He's up there.
I'm going... okay. I'm going to go 2.
2
yep,
for Gojo.
That's what I did. 2 you for did two? Gojo.
2 for Gojo, okay.
Is this the strongest?
No.
Oh.
White-haired?
White-haired is part of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Next one, Killua Zoldyck.
Killua. 4.
I'm putting him 3.
3?
Yeah, Killua?
Killua, he's pretty dang. Killua.
Only when he's charged up.
Yeah, he's charged up and going Godspeed.
He's got a name called Godspeed. Shit.
I mean, that was pretty tight the first time he did that. Just, the animation of just running for like 2 episodes.
Yeah, it was cool.
Next one, Ken Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul.
Oh, Kaneki. I gotta taste that blood one more time. He's the main character, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one who turns white hair.
Oh, he does, yeah.
The guy did got us. I wish he'd do a full version so he can get it on Spotify.
He probably does. I just don't know the guy's name.
I'm going... Number 5 for Ken Kaneki.
I put him in 4.
All right. The most famous, arguably the most famous white-haired character. Who'd you say?
The most famous white-haired character.
Def's one of
Ultra
them.
Ultra Instinct Goku.
Beast Gohan.
Beast Gohan. It's just the copy ninja himself. Kakashi Hatake.
Yeah, fucking Kakashi.
I got to put him number 1.
I got to put him number 1, too.
Coffee Ninja taking the top spot.
So I got Kakashi at 1 so far, Gojo at 2. I got number 3 is my only spot left.
3, and what do you have left,
Colton? I got 5 left.
5. Last one is Shoto Todoroki.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's a good number 3 spot right there.
Yeah, not too bad. It's seeming to work out. 5 makes it pretty easy.
I would have put him at 4, though, above
Kaneki. Who did you put it? What did you put Kaneki at?
4. I would have put Kaneki 5th if I knew, and then Shoto at 4.
Yeah, the category was just white-haired powerhouses. Because at one point in their anime, they're all like, you're always just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Dude's powerful as hell. Like Kakashi was in season 1. He was kind of like the bar for, what do you call the top level of Jonin.
Yeah.
Whenever he fought Zabuza. Yeah, I would. My ranking would be Kakashi 1, Gojo, Killua, Ken, and then Shoto probably last, just because I like the transformation that Kaneki went through.
Shoto.
Gojo wins that fight with all of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like I said, it's your favorite white-haired powerhouse. Yeah, Gojo Gojo solos. Unless Goku Ultra Instinct shows up. He would just start powering up to break out of his infinite void or whatever.
You know who needs to be on that list is Garo from One Punch Man season 2.
I almost put him on there, but I was like,
he would have been number 1 for me.
You know, keep it mass appeal for everybody. He almost came up on a couple other ones as well. All right, we'll move on to the next one. First guy on this list is Toru Oikawa.
Oikawa.
The rival setter.
He's the pretty boy, right?
Yeah, the one that he was supposed to be like Tobio's mentor.
So this is pretty boys.
What's his name?
Pretty Boy Oikawa.
He's the one. Well, he's not on Seijo, is he? Is he on the go, go, go Seijo team?
He's on.
Is he on? He's not on Date Tech. I think he's on Seijo.
No, I don't think it's Seijo. It's,
Either way,
No, it's not Shira Torizawa. I think it is Seijo.
Maybe Seijo.
Go, 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 go.
Yeah, but Oikawa. He wasn't a genius. He had to work hard.
I'm going to give him 3.
Oikawa at 3.
What's his name? Oikawa?
Oikawa. He was the sensei to Kageyama in middle school.
Begrudgingly. Yeah. He actually hated his ass and still does to this day.
Yeah. I gotta see how you spell it.
It's O-I-K-A-W-A.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the pretty boy.
Yeah, he made a brief appearance in Jujutsu Kaisen as a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, yep. He did. Yeah, that's right.
Famously.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one on the list is Zabuza Momochi.
Zabuza. The guy who cried.
Your words hurt deep, kid. Deeper than any blade.
I nailed it.
He's like, damn, kid. That was whenever Naruto's like, I got a talent for this kind of shit. I'm going to start talking to everyone.
Yeah, the first watch through for me, that shit hit different, though.
Yeah.
When Naruto, I was like, damn, this show's got some heart to it. This kid's got some heart.
That's when he figured, he goes, fuck, I went too hard on this first fucking mission. I got to cut it down a bit, making Kakashi look too OP.
Yeah, that shit was. Where'd you guys put Zabuza?
I'm ranking him. I'm trying to think of what the list could be before I decide. We got Oikawa and Zabuza.
Yep.
I'm gonna put Zabuza at 2 also.
Rivals?
No, that wouldn't really. That's not the list.
Maybe with the third, I'll figure it out.
All right, the third is Team Rocket.
Villains?
Not really.
They're kind of villains.
Antagonists.
They're enemies we have a soft spot for.
Ah, that's a good one.
I'm putting enemies. Team Rocket 5.
Team Rocket 5.
Yeah.
Felt sorry for them.
Yeah, they're funny, though.
Yeah, that's funny, I figured.
I was trying to keep some classics on there, you know, Mass
Appeal.
Because,
you know, they're going to be all right. They'll just show up again.
Team Rocket's blasting off again.
Zabuza, you know, he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't seen him again.
Whenever they leveled up that coughing, they got pretty powerful.
Wheezing!
Wheezing! Wheezing! And then the snake, Ekans, evolved into...
Arbok.
Yeah,
Arbok. It evolved, yeah.
All right, the next one on the list is Miriam from Hunter Hunter. Yeah. The Ant King.
Oh, he's number one for sure.
Because he definitely ended up coming through.
Yeah. I put him at number 3, so whatever this is going to be number 1.
Yeah. What do you have? Colin's got 1 left. What do you have, Jordan?
I have number 4 left.
Number 4, the last one.
You always save number 1 for last. Every time he saves number 5 or number 1.
I'm like, shit.
The last one we have is Light Yagami.
Oh, shoot.
Fucking nailed it, bud.
Because he's kind of main character slash he's kind of the enemy. He's in a weird position, but I feel like he's like bad guy or somebody you don't really know. You're supposed to be rooting for, but you have that soft spot. So I figured he kind of fell into the category, too.
Yeah, that's a good one. I got him at 4, and I would probably put him at 4.
Light, you'd put it 4?
I mean, yeah, because I got to have Miriam at 1, Zabuza at 2.
Yeah,
I would have swapped him with Oikawa. So I would have had him at 3, Oikawa at 4, Team Rocket at 5.
It's a pretty diverse list, like Oikawa being on here and Team Rocket compared to the crimes some of these other 3 committed.
Yeah.
One being a rogue ninja, one just murdering people, and then Light murdering hundreds of thousands of people possibly.
Yeah.
And then it's just like Team Rocket and Oikawa, a setter from another school.
Yeah. I think I nailed my list. I don't think I'd change it.
I would go Zabuza, Light, Oikawa, Miriam, Team Rocket.
Yeah,
just personal of what I liked.
Light, Zabuza, Miriam, or how you sell it?
Miriam is how I would say.
Yeah, Oikawa, and then Team Rocket.
So I got back in the early days of our Instagram, I got I think I did a dub of the Zabuza scene. I got to pull this shit up.
Your words, kid.
Cut deep.
Toss me your kunai, kid.
Where is it? Blade. Okay, here it is.
I've gotta be honest. You're way too old to be watching anime. Hey, kid. That's not true. And you shouldn't say things that you don't mean. No, I mean it. You're way too old to be watching anime.
So I remember you posted that.
Say something, damn it. You talk too much.
Yeah.
roots cut deep, deeper than any blade.
Was that the real sound, or is that
That's
you?
That's the real sound.
I was like, damn, you hit that shit perfect on that one.
No, the Zavazav was really
Did you
him.
Put that on the Instagram?
It was like our fourth post.
Have you updated that in a while?
No, I haven't posted in a while.
Oh, shit.
He's tested some good shit on there. Right. Fucking
this is the last one I got. Ended on this one. First character to rank is Krillin.
Goku!
Classic death voices.
short anime characters. I'm going with four for him.
For Krillin?
Yeah.
Out of short anime characters, you'd rank him fourth?
Yeah, I would. If Mineta's on this list, he's going to number one.
Who else could you think of the short level?
Boji? The main character from Hinata.
Yeah,
Boji.
I guess. He's just comically
Odakawa.
Short.
Odakawa. There's short. A lot of short characters.
Odakawa's not short.
Killua?
They're kids. Okay.
Still short.
All right, I put Krillin at three.
And you guys think it's for short characters? Well, this one made 33.
Bald characters.
Next character is Keith Shottis.
Ah.
Famously got his brakes beat off by a bunch of cadets.
After he said, I'll take care of these bozos.
What's he?
He's from Attack on Titan.
The bald guy who got his they jumped his ass. Oh, yeah.
He's like, these boys want. I'll put these boys in their place. And
he's
then
like,
5 minutes
more,
later,
more
he
gets a couple of you green cadets to take me on. Yeah. I thought he had a chance for a second.
Old masters.
How many times are you going to teach you this lesson, old man? I'm putting Keith Shottis at number 5.
Damn.
He's old, his ass beat.
He's old as shit.
He got his ass beat.
I put him at 4. I'll give him the benefit. All
right, the next one is Aang, the Avatar.
Dang, I wish I had my 4 spot left.
I'll put him at 5.
What the hell do they have in common? Guys that got beat up?
Think about them.
Do they have stuff on their foreheads?
Colton may have gotten it. Colton already got it. Yeah, Colton already said it's bald.
Yeah.
Bald character.
I'll go number 3 for Aang. Aang. Is it Aang or
Aang? It's Aang. Aang was from the live action. They called his ass Aang for some reason.
Aang right. 3.
Jordan, you don't know who this character is, but I had to do it because my rule was has to be from different anime. And for some reason, Dragon Ball's got all the bald characters. Roshi, Jiren, Frieza, Tien. Piccolo. But I did Ikaku Madarame. He's from Bleach.
Oh yeah,
he's the bald guy. The first one Ichigo fights when he enters.
Oh
the
yeah,
Soul
he
Society.
Looks like Tien.
Yeah,
yeah, I know that dude.
But I like him. He's pretty.
He looks just
character.
Like a Saitama too.
Yeah, he does look like Saitama. Yeah.
I put him at number 1.
I'll put that
Ikaku Madarame at number 1.
I'll put
on the bald character list.
Well,
I'll put him at number 2 because I remember he ended up being like a pretty.
He's
cool
dope,
dude. Yeah,
he
especially
is pretty cool.
He's like a staple character too. A lot of the people he fought when he first entered the Soul Society are, but he's. And if you've watched Bleach, he's up there.
His name's Ikaku.
Ikaku Madarame.
That's funny because my avatar in Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2 is Kaku. I just made that name up. Kaku.
That's how he spells it. Ikaku.
Dang.
Ikaku. And the last one is the One Punch Man himself, Saitama.
Ooh, yeah. Number 1. I saved it for him.
Yep.
That's why I was wondering why you put 1. Saitama got to be on the greatest greatest bald characters of all time.
Caped Baldy.
Did you ever look up what his hero name is?
No. I just
said it too.
Krillin would definitely have to be my number 1 bald character.
Well,
you're
coming off a high because you've been watching Dragon Ball.
Even without that, it's like Krillin. He chooses to be bald just for martial arts. My man can grow hair.
That's
Saitama
true.
Just lost his from stress, working out too hard.
100 push-ups, 100 setups, 100 squats, 5-kilometer run every day.
I would freaking love to do that. There's no way I can run damn near 10 miles a day.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's really
of
like 6, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think 5K.
Someone tried doing like a YouTube. He says he just got so.
No, 5 kilometers is three miles.
No, he was like,
it's 10K. It's 10K. It's like
yeah,
6.
6 miles, yeah.
No, but I've seen people who have done it on YouTube, and
it's tough.
For the most part, they got shredded.
Well, the running, yeah. You're doing 10 miles
a day. It's the time commitment.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to take 3 hours.
You'd for sure get in great shape.
Yeah.
You did that for even 30 days.
Well, 10 miles a day, that's 300 miles a month.
I know.
That is more than recommended for marathon training.
Your knees would be fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm a Clydesdale. I can't be running that kind of mileage.
Yeah, I got heavy foot. Stomping.
I think I got the black lung pop. All right, that was it. That was the end of my list. I didn't want to do too many, just something short. Bring up some fun stuff that we could talk about as we went through.
That was a good list.
Yeah.
No girl. No girl characters though.
Yeah, I was gonna do that, a girl character, but then I was like, I gotta add one more on, and
yeah,
I couldn't decide. I couldn't decide. Well, I was gonna do just female, and then I started thinking of categories of females, and it was just like, it wasn't an easy list. Like, I was just making this quick because I wanted to do a casual episode. Just stuck with the first categories that came to my mind.
Who is all of your guys' favorite girl character of all time? Like, who comes to mind when you think of like a girl anime character?
Probably Bulma. She's still hot.
Blue hair. I think my favorite, just because I like that movie the most, is Mitsuha from Your Name has to be the best.
Yeah, I guess I always forget about movies. From an actual anime, it just depends. It's hard to say. It's just like
Violet Evergarden.
As like a romantic or as like a strong woman or like just depends on the category for me. But for some reason, if I just think like girl anime character, I think of Ryuka Matoy from Kill the Kill.
Oh,
for some reason. If I just think of an anime girl, I just think of her with the scissor blade.
Yeah.
You know, not to say she's my favorite, it just like pops in my head.
The more powerful she gets, the less clothes she has on.
who is y'all's favorite pompadour character?
Kuwabara from Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, I figured that'd be it.
Is that the main character?
It's the one.
Second.
He wears the blue and he's got like the red pompadour.
Oh,
he has the sword, the energy sword.
What's his name? Who's
Spirit
the
Sword!
What's his real name in Yu Hawk? Is that his name?
Kuwabara.
No, the main character.
Yusuke.
Yusuke, because he kind of has a pompadour too in a
way. He just slicks his back. Yusuke's got the drip.
He's got
the 90s drip.
Full drip.
Yeah. And he like goes back, and then when he fights, he gets a couple of his strands fall down.
From Tokyo Revengers. Best pompadour.
The main character.
Our boy.
Takamichi?
Takamichi.
I already know who Jordan's is.
Takamichi.
The clock guy. I can't remember his name from Hunter x Hunter.
Knuckle. It's a tie between him and Metal Bat from
Metal Bat's got a pretty good one too. He's got a pretty good one too, actually.
Dude, Metal Bat's fucking awesome.
He's like the guy, I didn't hear a bell. He's getting up.
People are out
He's
here fighting
Garu.
People are out here fighting with powers, and the dude just got a bat, just beating the shit out of people.
He is freaking powerful, man.
He's fucking powerful as hell.
Iron will.
Well, sweet. Well, that was a good episode. You guys got anything else? Any other lists you can think of before we wrap this baby up?
No, that was it. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I'm Jordo.
Brennan.
Colton.
We are the Evans Bros. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great week. And as always, peace out.